My name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom. If you had the option to vaccinate your child, would you do it? Would you have your child vaccinated? Do you think that it's important to get a vaccination? I know these sound like very big questions to think about, but we have a very interesting lesson today titled Vaccinations, and we're going to be discussing whether or not it is a good idea to get a vaccination. So some of the questions that we are going to be discussing and questions I want you to think about are, number one, what are the advantages of a vaccination? What are the advantages of a vaccination? That's a good question to think about. And of course, the second question is, what are the disadvantages of a vaccination? What are the disadvantages of a vaccination? And yes, in our Viewpoints article today, we will be discussing the pros and cons of getting a vaccination. So friends, open up your magazine and let's get started.
Vaccinations. Should I vaccinate my child? Wanda bumps into Amelia on the sidewalk, and they start talking.
Hey, Amelia! Where are you going in such a hurry?
My daughter has a doctor's appointment to get vaccinated.
Vaccinated? You're going to get your daughter vaccinated? That isn't a very good idea.
Susie will be starting school soon. She needs to be vaccinated to protect her from childhood diseases.
Not really. No one gets those diseases anymore. I'm not going to get my Johnny vaccinated.
I don't want to take a chance. Children used to die from those diseases.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 vaccinate 这个动词。Vaccinate 是指使注射疫苗或者是预防针。例如 ，I got my dog vaccinated by the vet yesterday. 我昨天带我的狗给兽医打预防针。它的名词是 vaccination, V-A-C-C-I-N-A-T-I-O-N， 意思是指施打疫苗。例如 ,one possible side effect of the vaccination is a mild fever. 这个预防针可能的副作用之一是微烧。另外一个也是相关的名词是 vaccine,V-A-C-C-I-N-E, 意思是指疫苗。例如 ,the vaccine against malaria will save millions of lives in Africa. 疟疾疫苗将会拯救非洲几百万人民的性命。继续我们看的是 bump into 这个动词片语。Bump 本来是指碰撞，所以 bump into 本来是指撞到。例如 ,Chloe bumped into her desk when she got up. Chloe 站起来的时候撞到了书桌。如果是 bump into someone 的话，是指偶然遇到某个人。例如 ,Irene bumped into her ex-boyfriend in the cafe. Irene 在一家咖啡厅撞见她的前男友。
Yeah, this idea of, vaccinations, mm-hmm. and getting vaccinated, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm not too comfortable with it.
It actually sounds really scary, because basically a vaccination, it's a shot.
Uh-huh.
You're getting a shot.
Exactly. And so a vaccine, the V-A-C-C-I-N-E in that word, is something that will help prevent diseases,
right.
especially those terrible diseases that infect lots of people. But you see that word on the screen, vaccinate,Okay, these are all different forms of that word. To vaccinate is the verb 打疫苗, okay, and that means to get that thing that will help prevent those diseases.
Right, so if you're trying to prevent getting the disease whooping cough, so basically, and you get a vaccination, or you're vaccinated, basically the doctor is taking a little bit of that disease and putting it inside your body.
Hmm.
Gabe, this sounds terrible.
I know, not something I... really want to think about, but that's what our whole lesson's about. Okay.
Right.
So what happens here? We have two people, Wanda and Amelia. Wanda bumps into Amelia on the sidewalk, and they start talking.
They do. That sounds like a very normal thing to do. Well, speaking of sidewalk, the guys have something they would like to say about the word sidewalk. So, I have an idea. Let's go to the info cloud.
Hi, friends. Where should you walk to keep yourself safe from vehicles on the road? The sidewalk, right? It is, after all, on the side of the road where people walk. It makes perfect sense to me.
Not to the British. To them, what Americans refer to as a sidewalk is called pavement.
But pavement means the surface of a road or street.
That's because you're an American. The British have a different term for the road surface, tarmac.
Well, when I hear the word tarmac, I think of the surface of an airport runway.
Well, friends, we hope we haven't confused you too much. These are just some of the many differences between American and British English.
And speaking of sidewalk, we should also mention a related term that, as far as I know, does not have a Chinese equivalent, and that is the curb.
You are right. I've never heard the Chinese word for it. The curb is the raised edge of a sidewalk. Sometimes on city streets, we'll see different colored curbs which indicate whether or not we're allowed to park there. If a curb is painted red, for example, it means parking is not allowed there.
Okay, now, some people try to get around the no parking rule by parking there and staying in their car. But if there's a sign that says no standing, you can't even do that. No standing does not mean people cannot stand there. It means people cannot park their car at that place even if they remain in the car with the engine running.
人行道, 英文要怎么说? 这就要看你是问谁, 美国人称之为 sidewalk, 但英国人会用另一个词, pavement, 来表示人行道, 但pavement 对美国人而言是马路的路面, 但英国人又有另一个字来形容路面, tarmac, 但tarmac 在美国人的观念中是指飞机跑道的路面。 由此可见,英语跟美语在字汇上有很大的差异。另外,英文有一个字叫做curb, 它是指人行道跟马路之间高起来的那个边缘。很多地方的curb是被涂成红色,表示禁止停车。那如果你在路旁看到一个牌子上写着no standing, 不要误会,那并不是说不能够站在那里,stand在这里是 不动的意思,因此 no standing 表示不准停车等候,就算你人待在车上,引擎也没有关掉,还是会受罚的。因此 no standing 来得比 no parking 更严格一点。这就是今天的 Info Cloud,我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys. I wonder if there are other words like curb that don't have a direct Chinese translation.
Yeah, that's a good question. However, it makes me think of some Chinese words that I think are better than the English translations, like the word 麻烦. Right? Isn't mafan kind of fun to say?
Mafan is kind of fun to say, and it doesn't really have a direct English translation.
I mean, we could say something is troublesome, but it's just more fun to say, ah, that is so mafan.
That's very true. Well, I think that we should continue with our lesson. We read, Wanda says, Hey, Amelia, where are you going in such a hurry?
Oh, such a hurry. Oh. I like this phrase. Friends, if you are rushing somewhere, if you're hurrying to be somewhere, you can say that you are in a hurry.
Exactly. So you could say, Sandy left the house in a hurry, or Why are you going to the store in such a hurry? What is the rush?
I'm in a big hurry. I need to go. I can't talk right now. You know, I'm often in a hurry when it comes to catching a bus or the high-speed rail. I want to make sure I get on my bus or get on my train. I'm in a hurry.
Well, there are some things that are good to be in a hurry for, like catching your train or bus. And as we can see in our lesson, Amelia is in a hurry. And how does Amelia respond? My daughter has a doctor's appointment to get vaccinated.
Ooh, vaccinated? Oh, not a very pleasant thought, especially if you don't like needles going into your arm.
Ooh.
And shots. Raise your hand if you love needles and you love getting vaccinated. I don't see any hands.
Yeah, I didn't see any hands either. I don't think anyone likes shots, needles. The idea of getting vaccinated, well, Wanda definitely doesn't think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your daughter vaccinated? That isn't a very good idea.
Okay, well, a few lines later, Amelia says, I don't want to take a chance. Sometimes chance is translated 机会. Here it's more like the word risk, 风险. For example, you take a chance every time you ride with that driver. He's dangerous.
Right, and maybe someone asks the question, why are you leaving so early? I don't want to take a chance of being late.
Well, friends, we do have more to learn. So, stay tuned.
Hey, little Johnny. Everything's going to be okay. It's time for your vaccination.
No. I don't want a vaccine, doctor.
I know you're afraid of needles, but I'm going to vaccinate you. I don't want you to get sick.
I'm gonna be
just
dying.
Keep your arms still. Ready?
No.
1, 2, 3. Ah, it's all better now. Don't you feel better, little Johnny?
Why, as a matter of fact, I do. And I feel smarter, too. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Great. Well, I think it's time for us to continue learning about Wanda and Amelia.
I want another one right here.
Oh, I'd love to give you one. Ready?
Go.
Come on. This is for whooping cough.
Ow.
Are you okay?
Vaccinations.
That was long ago. You know, children who don't get vaccinated tend to be healthier. Why put your child's health at risk?
I don't agree. Vaccines have been shown to be safe and effective. They have saved many lives.
Years ago, maybe. Many diseases, such as whooping cough, that were once fatal are no longer a problem.
Not true. Although the majority of people in the U.S. get vaccinated, many people don't. So these diseases are killing more people each year.
Are you sure vaccines help the problem? Besides, vaccines have many added chemicals.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 fatal 这个形容词。fatal 在这里是指致命的。例如 ,there's still no cure for this fatal disease. 这个致命的疾病到目前还没有治愈的方法。或者是 a fatal shot killed the police officer. 致命的一枪让这位警员送了命。fatal 也可以指毁灭性的或者是重大的。例如 a fatal mistake caused the tragic air crash.一个重大的错误造成了这个悲惨的坠机事件。最后我们看的是 majority 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 major, M-A-J-O-R, 主要的这个形容词。所以 majority 是指大多数或者是大部分。如果 majority 强调的是每一个人的话，动词就要用复数形。 例如 the majority of our staff live in this area. 我们大多数的员工都住在这个区域。如果 majority 强调的是整体的话，动词就要用单数形。例如 a large majority of the people in this country is against a tax increase. 这个国家大多数的人民都反对增税。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, continuing this conversation between Amelia and Wanda concerning vaccinations, of course, we've already learned that Amelia doesn't want to take a chance of her child getting sick from those diseases. And Wanda says, well, that was long ago, you know,Children who don't get vaccinated tend to be healthier. Why put your child's health at risk?
Very good. I like that phrase you just said, Rebecca. Why put someone at risk? Now, earlier we did talk about this phrase to take a chance and how that word chance is kind of like the word risk, okay? So actually, these phrases are very similar. When you take a chance,You're putting something at risk.
That is very true. Now, did you know, Gabe, that every time you drive in a car, and you have a child, that is, and you don't buckle your child's seatbelt, you're putting that child's life at risk?
Maybe that means you're a bad driver, Rebecca.
Well, not necessarily, because...
I know, I'm just playing. You're right. You should buckle up, not only yourself, but you should also buckle your child in, too, because every time you drive somewhere, you never know when an accident is going to happen, okay? So you might be putting someone else's life at risk. You know, it does make me think of certain drivers, though. They are bad drivers, so when you ride with them...You're putting your own life at risk.
Well, there are definitely some drivers I know. I wouldn't even want to drive with them because, yes, they're dangerous drivers.
Oh, you know what else you could put at risk?
What?
Well, you could put your life at risk, right?
Uh-huh.
But I think of some celebrities who maybe put their reputations at risk whenever they do foolish or stupid things, right? And we've all heard of stories in the news.Celebrities, maybe we all thought they were perfect at one time, but they did something to put their reputations at risk.
That's a great example. Well, I think that's just a good reminder in general, because not just celebrities can put their reputation at risk. I mean, people can do that as well. Just normal, everyday people.
You're right about that. That is a good reminder. Always be on your best behavior, friends.Well, we continue here. Amelia says, I don't agree. Vaccines have been shown to be safe and effective. So they're okay, according to Amelia. They have saved many lives.
And Wanda responds by saying, years ago maybe, many diseases such as whooping cough that were once fatal are no longer a problem. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at this word once. Typically, when I hear this word once, I think ofJust doing something one time.
Yeah, okay, but here, actually, you could also use the phrase used to be. So, whooping cough, these diseases used to be fatal, and they're no longer a problem. Or used to, okay? Mm-hmm. So, for example, I lived in Yosemite once, Rebecca. Did you know that?
You lived in Yosemite once?
Yeah, so it wasn't just one day. You know, I was there for a few months.But at one time in my life, I used to live in Yosemite. I lived in Yosemite once.
Well, that's great. And yes, I do love Yosemite. Well, I have another example right here. I have a dress that once belonged to my mom. My mom gave me the dress, and so it no longer belongs to her, but to me.
Very good. So that dress used to belong to your mom. It once belonged to your mom. Well, friends, we read here,Some diseases once were fatal, but now are no longer a problem. Amelia says, not true. Although the majority of people in the U.S. get vaccinated, many people don't. So these diseases are killing more people each year.
And Wanda responds by saying, are you sure vaccines help the problem? Besides, vaccines have many added chemicals. Well, right now, it's time for us to check out what's going on in the SC Challenge!
Yes! Got that? Friends, how well do you know today's words? We have two new contestants here today. What is your English name?
Hao.
Hao. Is that your Chinese name and English name?
Yes.
Hao. All right, what is your name?
Famous.
Famous, like Youming.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Hao Youming. We have a very famous duo. Now, are you ready for the SC Challenge?
Yes.
Yes. Good. All right. I think you guys will do a great job. The words from today's lesson are disease, fatal, majority, and vaccine. I think they'll do a very good job. I have a feeling. All right. Raise your hand when you know the correct answer. My dog feels uncomfortable. He might have a blank. So I took him to the animal doctor, the vet. Yes. How?
Disease.
Let's see. My dog feels uncomfortable. He might have a disease. Very good. Very good. How has 1 point? All right. Here, number two. The blank of my friends enjoy traveling. The blank of my friends enjoy traveling. I would say most of my friends enjoy traveling. A lot of my friends enjoy traveling. Yes, famous.
Majority.
Let's see, hold on. The majority of my friends enjoy traveling. Yeah, very nice. Do you enjoy traveling, famous?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much? Excellent. Okay, here we go. The next one. The car accident was not blank. The passengers are still alive. Hold up. How? Do you have the correct answer?
Yes, fatal.
Let's see. The car accident was not fatal. The passengers are still alive. Very good job. Hao has 2 points. And Famous has 1 point.
Yeah, one.
But you know, excellent job, both of you. Rebecca, do we have a prize for our contestants today?
Indeed.
Yes, the Chinese New Year notebook.
Yay.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us. We know you got the correct answers too. We'll see you next time right here on the SC Challenge. Goodbye. So vaccines have many added chemicals. I wonder what Amelia has to say about that.
Well, we will find out tomorrow. So friends, make sure you join us tomorrow for another exciting lesson right here on
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.